Photos: School bus full of students crashes into house. By Amy Furr on August 15, 2022. A school bus crashed into a house Monday near the Ohio-Indiana state line, Fox 19 reported. The bus was transporting 32 students at the time, the Butler County Sheriff's Office and Indiana State Police said. The driver apparently suffered a medical emergency, which caused him to lose control. The bus traveled into Preble County and crashed into a home in the 200 block of Ramsey Street in College Corner at about 7:40 a.m., causing extensive damage, the Fox article said. However, none of the young people were injured, according to officials. They were middle and high school students, West College Corner Fire Chief Don Jackson told the outlet. A photo showed the school bus after it crashed into the home's porch area. The vehicle's wheels appear to have rolled up onto the concrete slab, and debris was scattered on and around the bus. The bus was part of Indiana's Union County College Corner Joint School District. According to the Fox report, emergency crew members performed life-saving measures on the bus driver, and he was eventually transported to a local hospital. His condition was not immediately known. Meanwhile, social media users expressed their concern about the crash, one person commenting, "My girls were on this bus. Very traumatized. Prayers for everyone, including the bus driver who had a medical emergency," another replied. A resident was at home in the backyard when the incident occurred, but the man did not sustain any injuries. According to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, NHTSA, students were approximately 70 times more likely to arrive on campus safely when riding in a bus instead of a car. That's because school buses are the most regulated vehicles on the road. They're designed to be safer than passenger vehicles in preventing crashes and injuries. And in every state, stop arm laws protect children from other motorists, the website said. Officials with the Indiana State Police are helping the Union County Sheriff's Office with the investigation into what happened.